The Brahmana thought it reasonable to blame King Kukrasena. In the Vedic social system, the monarch is considered responsible for everything occurring in his kingdom, good or bad. Even in a democracy, a manager who takes charge of some group or project should accept personal responsibility for any failure rather than, as is so common today, trying to place the blame on his subordinates or superiors.
Kshatriyas over here are only eunuchs, you know, eunuchs sitting over here in the Dwarka like that. So Arjuna also, like, you know, became quite boastful in this pastime, as we shall see, and inspired by Mahavishnu. And you know, so Krishna is Krishna is tolerating all the insults of a Brahmana, if we see over here in. And Krishna is also, you know, in one sense we see, he obliges Mahavishnu, finally. Right? He obliges Mahavishnu by going to him. Right? So he, one after another, you know, the sons of Brahmana died and he criticizes so heavily. So all this, Krishna is allowing all this to happen, ultimately to fulfill the desire of Mahavishnu. He obliges Mahavishnu. So, one point that we will be discussing is how even everyone in this, you know, Krishna's creation, material and spiritual world, everyone, including Krishna's own expansions, they have the right to offer loving devotional service to Krishna. Or they have the privilege to offer loving devotional service to Krishna. Because Ekela Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Bhritya. There is one Supreme Lord who is the source of every, you know, who is the source of all the energies and expansions. So this whole universe, we see the entire material cosmic manifestation, spiritual cosmic manifestation can be understood to be nothing but the expansion of Krishna's energy. It has come from either Krishna's energy or the expansions. Right? So it's a manifestation of Krishna's energies or Krishna's expansion. There is nothing beyond actually. So all the Krishna's energies and his expansions, they have this right or this privilege to offer their loving service to the original Supreme Lord, right, from whom they have actually emanated. So to this point, it has been expanded by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the chapter 6 of Adi Leela. So he explains that in detail, all the Krishna's friends, his parents, his mother, his father, the gopis of Vrindavan, they all have this mood of, especially this mood of servitude, right, in devotional service. And saying that, you know, elaborately explaining, then he says, Anera ki katha bal deva mahashay. What to speak of others? Baldev, who is the very first expansion. Right? From Baldev, then actually expands further all the material and spiritual universes. Anera ki katha bal deva mahashay. Yara bhava shuddha sakhya vasalyadi mai. He also has this bhav of sakhya and vasalya, of friendship and parental. Teho apana ke karena das bhavana, Krishna das bhava vinu ache kona jana. So he said, he also considers himself to be Krishna's servant and want to offer loving service to the Krishna. So because everything is expanded from Balram, he said, then there is no one else. The original source has this sentiment of servitude. Therefore there is no one else, you know. So therefore, point he makes is that everyone is entitled, Prabhupada writes in one place, everyone is entitled to offer, you know, service to Krishna in the mood of loving devotion. Then he says, Tara avatara ek Sri Shankarshan, Bhakta Bali Abhimana Kare Sarvashan. So from Baldev, one of his expansion is Shankarshan. And he has this Bhakta Abhiman Sarvashan. Sankarshan avatar karana abdishai tahara hriday bhakta bhava anuyai. Right? So Sankarshan further expansion is karana abdishai, Mahavishnu. Whom in this episode we are talking of Mahavishnu, who is actually engineering the whole episode, this whole chapter, you know, has been engineered or, you know, orchestrated by Mahavishnu's plan. So he is the expansion of Sankarshan. Sankarshan avatar karana abdishai. Tahara hriday bhakta bhav anuyai. Constantly he is feeling that he has this loving devotional sentiments toward Krishna. Esa vake shastra kahe bhakta avatar Bhakta avatar pad upari sabar. So he said, all this expansion of Krishna, they are bhakta avatar. Someone may say that, why you are speaking all this? Because you want to bring Krishna to the top, you know. Kind of, you are devotees of Krishna, but we may worship some other expansion, we may consider him to be the highest, or, you know. So he said, no, don't think in that way. Said, they are all bhakta avatar, but it doesn't minimize their position. Bhakta avatar pad upari sabar. He said, their bhakta avatar, their position is the topmost. Right? Krishna era samata haite bada bhakta pad. He said, if someone feels, you know, that I want to become God, I want to become equal to Krishna. He says, you are not very intelligent, you are not sufficiently ambitious. There is higher position. Why don't you aspire for that? Krishna era samata haite bada bhakta pad. Being equal to Krishna, the higher position is to become a devotee of Krishna. For Krishna considers his devotee to be superior to him. Right? So that is from Krishna's perspective. Right? There is something known as objective reality and subjective reality. Objective reality is, as stated in the Upanishads, na tasya samam cha abhyadikashta drishyate. There is no one equal to Krishna and no one greater than Krishna. Right? That is the Siddhant. But subjective reality is what? That is the feelings of the Lord's heart. That's like a subjective reality. Just like in this world, sometimes there is a conflict between these two. I'm just briefly touching upon. Like someone speaks something, the other person feels, you know, he spoke very rudely to me. Other person feels, no, actually I was just speaking normally. But he said, no, you spoke so harshly or rudely. Right? So there are subjectivity involved in this world. So there was sometimes conflict, you know. He said, I was quite neutral, no, but you were indifferent or you were harsh. So like that. So there's a subjective reality. So therefore, when these kind of statements are said that the devotees of the Lord are more merciful, you know, that is all by Krishna's own will, or, you know, by his will, or when here it is said that Krishna considers his devotee to be superior to him. That's like a subjective reality. That's Krishna's, from Krishna's perspective. No one should take that as a Siddhant and, you know, like that, and in parampara, you know, he places himself over Krishna. Right? So that is not the right conclusion. But this is from Krishna's viewpoint. He considers his devotees to be actually superior to him. Eko Krishna Sarva Sevya Jagata Ishwar Arayata Sabatara Sevakanuchar. So he says, Eko Krishna Sarva Sevya. He is the one who can receive service from everyone, right? Including all his own expansions. Right? As we see how Mahavishnu, he wanted to have darshan of Krishna, you know, want to reciprocate his loving devotional feelings with Krishna. So therefore, Eka Krishna Sarva Sevya Jagat Ishwar Arayat Sabatar Sevakanuchar. So he is a Sarva Sevya, he is Jagat Ishwar, and everyone is his servant. Right? Keho mane keha na mane sabatar das. Yena mane tar hai sehi pape nash. So we think someone may admit and someone may not, but actually everyone is his servant. Right? So directly or indirectly. But those who are indirect, they are actually destroyed by their own sin. So that's not the right way. Right? So therefore, everyone is a servant of the Lord, but we should render direct service to Krishna. Shastrera Siddhanta Vigyera Anubhav. He said this conclusion is the Shastra Siddhanta. This is also a realization of the great devotees. Mooda Loka Nahi Jane Bhavera Vaibhav. The foolish people cannot understand the opulence of devotional emotions. Right? So this is a very beautiful term. Prabhupada translates Bhavera Vaibhav as the opulence of devotional emotions. Mood Loka Nahi Jane Bhavera Vaibhav. So those foolish people who are materially engrossed, they cannot understand the opulence of devotional emotions, right? So what Mahavishnu wants to feel, or the feelings of Mahavishnu for which he is, you know, orchestrating the whole, this chapter, this pastime. He's stealing all the sons of Brahmana one by one. Right? He said, it's very difficult to understand these opulence of devotional emotions. Right? So actually this is the real wealth, right, of those who akinchana, those who do not possess anything. This is their wealth, the emotions of servitude towards Krishna, right, which they experience by rendering service to Krishna, that constitute the highest wealth of the spiritual world, right, bhavera vaibhav. So this is such a wealth that Krishna also wants to taste. Right? Krishna also wants to possess this wealth. Therefore, he himself appears in the mood of his devotees. Right? As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, so we see, although Krishna has been described as completely independent Supreme Lord, but if we see in relationships, right, Krishna often becomes obliged. He becomes obliged to facilitate the expression of devotional service of his devotees. Right? So, actually, love, in a love, a person cannot be independent. Because love means reciprocation. Right? So therefore, when person has to reciprocate, he cannot be independent in his reciprocation. He has to reciprocate in a way that will be pleasing to the, you know, the object of one's love. Right? So in reciprocation, although Krishna is supremely independent, but when he has to reciprocate the love or the loving feelings of his devotees, he actually cannot remain independent. He has to reciprocate in a way that will be pleasing to his devotees. Right? That love means, you know, pleasing the object of love, as we understand. Right? So I like to discuss few pastimes where Krishna, he gives up his independent status and he obliges his devotees, right, by acting according to their will. So, after taking sannyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Right? And like, one of the reasons Mahaprabhu invented is to actually taste, you know, the mellows of devotional service in the mood of residents of Vrindavan. Right? So the Lord was so eager, he said that after taking sannyas, he was going towards Vrindavan, he was so eager, he was unable to recognize what is day, what is, when is night, right? He was just going like a mad lion, right? His mind absorbed in, you know, in going to Vrindavan and then experiencing the emotions of the devotional service which is experienced in, which is experienced by the residents of Vrindavan, right? Matya Simha Praya Prabhu Karila Gaman, it's mentioned, you know, like a mad elephant, he's going, you know, not caring for, you know, anyone, like, right? There's no obstruction when the elephant is going in the forest and no one can obstruct his path. Nityanand Prabhu didn't want him to go, right? So he directed him to Shantipur. Therefore, Lord could not go. That was not the desire of Nityanand Prabhu. He wanted him to go and have a festival at Shantipur, where all the devotees were waiting for, and he had sent the message that I'm sending. The devotees were feeling, you know, separation from the Lord. So after that, again, Lord and Mahaprabhu wanted to come to Vrindavan. But his mother said, you know, Vrindavan, I will not even get your news very far. Please stay in Nilachal so that I can get your news. Right? So by the desire of his mother, again, the Lord could not go to Vrindavan. He came to Nilachal. Then, again, the Lord expressed, after he came back from South India trip, he expressed his desire to go to Vrindavan toward his devotees. Right? So, Prabhura Haila Icha Yaite Vrindavan Shuniya Pratap Rudra Haila Viman. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he became little dejected when he heard that Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. So he requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai, please try to stop Lord from going to Vrindavan. Because he said, what is the use of staying here? What is the use of my wealth? What is the use of everything if Mahaprabhu is not here? We cannot feel his mercy. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai to seek their permission to go to Vrindavan. Ramananda Sarvabhauma Dui Janasthane Tabe Yukti Kare Prabhu Yava Vrindavane. So they said, the Lord said, I want to go to Vrindavan. Duhe Kahe Ratha Yatra Kar Darshan Kartika Aile Tabe Kariha Gaman. So they said, you wait, Ratha Yatra is coming. After Ratha Yatra, when the Kartik comes, then you can go. Kartika Aile Kahe Ebe Mahashit Dola Yatra Dekhi Yao Ei Bhalarit. So they said, when the Kartik came, it was very cold now in Vrindavan, you know. So you can see the Dola Yatra, the season will be very good in February, March, you know, it will not be too cold. Then you go to Vrindavan. That will be the nice time to go to Vrindavan. So in this way, they kept postponing, right? Sometimes they would say, Janmashtami is coming. See the Janmashtami festival. Vijay Utsav, Vijay Dashmi is coming. See that festival. So in this way, Ajika Likari Uthai Vivida Upai. Not today, tomorrow. Please go tomorrow, something like that, right? Ajika Likari Uthai Vivida Upai. Yaite Sammati Na De Vichedera Bhai. So in this way, today, tomorrow, they postponed the Lord for a long time. Yadyapi Svatantra Prabhu Nahe Nivaran. He said, Lord is actually independent. Who can stop him from going? Bhakta Ichha Vina Prabhu Nakare Gaman. So these are very beautiful verse. Yadyapi Svatantra Prabhu Nahe Nivaran. Or the Lord is independent, no one can stop him. But without the desire or without the permission of his devotee, Lord is not going. Right? Again we see how obliged, you know, he wants to go somewhere, can't go. Right? I mean, you know, sometimes we want to go somewhere, we don't get reservation, we can't go. You know, so there can be so many constraints, you know, or we may not get a proper accommodation, ticket reservation, or, you know, something else. You know, for so many constraints can be there, but the Lord also wants to go, he's not able to go, right? Because he's obliged by his devotees. Right? So I said, even he can't act independently because in relationship, in love, actually there is no independence in one sense. It is a reciprocation. Right? So, the Lord doesn't go. And in this way, 2 years they delay the Lord. He wanted to go in the third year after taking sannyas. First Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted to go immediately actually. Nityananda Prabhu didn't allow him to go. Mother Sachi requested him not to go in Vrindavan. Then he wanted to visit now actually, go and come back. You know, not he was permanently going, just visiting Vrindavan. Ramananda Rai Sarma Bhattacharya postponed him for 2 years. Now the Lord is saying, after 2 years of this, in the last conversation, Tabe Prabhu Sarvabhaume Ramananda Sthane Alingana Kari Kahe Madhura Vachane. So the Lord again called Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and spoke very sweetly to them. Alingan, he embraced them and spoke very sweetly. Bahuta Utkantha Mora Yaite Vrindavan Tomara Hate Dui Vastra Nakailu Gaman. Said, actually, I have so much desire, right? I have actually come to this world to experience Vrindavan. I have so much utkanta to go to Vrindavan. Last 2 years I could not go because you both didn't want me to go, right? Avashya chali ba duhe karaha sammati. I really want to go. Please give me your permission, right? Avashya chali ba duhe karaha sammati. Toma duha vina mora anya nahi gati. The Lord says, except for you two, I have no other shelter. Right? It's a very beautiful statement. Again, he said, you should give me permission to go, I cannot go without your permission, for I have no other shelter other than you two, the Lord says. Right? So he feels association of his devotees, their happiness, their Sangha is his shelter. The Lord feels that. Right? And sometimes we may feel that I can do without. Right? The feeling sometimes may come, you know. But this is the Lord feeling. And he says, I have no other shelter except your association. Therefore, only if you give me permission will I be able to go. Right? And the Lord also tells them, Prasanna hiya agya diba nabani ba dukh. The Lord said, give me permission and give me permission happily. Tomas abaras pathe sukhe habe mora sukh. The Lord says, if you happily give me permission, then I'll also be happy. If you don't happily give me permission, I'll not be happy. Right? So give me permission and give me permission happily. Right? Sometimes like we want permission for something, we may harass a person so much, we may say, okay, please do whatever you want. I cannot tolerate. Right? I cannot tolerate the botheration and the harassment. And every now and then, you know, you're coming with the same thing again and again. Right? But the Lord is, you know, he's teaching the perfect Vaishnava behavior. He says, please give me permission. And the Lord waited 2 years so that he can get permission happily from them. Right? He sacrificed his highest ambition, the ambition for which he actually descended in this world. Right? That was like the highest ambition. The Lord came to experience Vrindavan, to experience the feelings of devotional service which are in the mood of Vrindavan. And this is the 5th year after taking sannyas that the Lord actually got permission to go to Vrindavan. Right? And happily, right, 2 years is further sacrifice. Shuniya Prabhu Ravani Mane Vicharaye Prabhu Sane Ate Hat Kabu Bhala Nai. Then finally they understood. Actually, we should not be so stubborn or obstinate. The Lord is requesting, you know, for the last 2 years, we should, you know, then they happily agreed, and the Lord actually, that time also he could not go to Vrindavan. He came back from Kanai Natshala. That's another pastime. Then immediately after that, right, he could actually go. So we see how much obliged the Lord is, that the highest ambition for which he descended, he sacrificed that for so many years and could not fulfill because he is obliged to the love of his devotees. Another pastime, where not just the Lord is not independent to go anywhere he likes, he is not even independent to eat whatever he likes. Right? So whatever the devotee want him to feed, the Lord takes that. Right? So there is a beautiful pastime of his. Whenever the devotees would come to Jagannath Puri, they would invite the Lord for prasadam at their house. Right? So once Shivanand Sen invited the Lord. Shivanand Sen Rashuna Nimantran Akhyan said, please hear the story of invitation, prasadam invitation of Shivanand Sen. Shivanandera Bada Putrera Chaitanya Dasanam. The eldest son of Shivanand Sen is Chaitanya Das. Prabhu Remi Laite Tare Sangai Anaila Nila Chale Prabhu Tara Namata Puchila. So he brought Chaitanya Das this year with him to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord asked, what is the name of your son? Chaitanya Das Namashuni Kahe Gaur Rai Kiva Nam Dhari Ache Bhujana Nayai. He said his name is Chaitanya Das. Lord said, what kind of name is this? And Lord was a little bit embarrassed, you know. To hear that this Chaitanya Das. So what did Shivanand Sen reply? He said, I only named him what I know. Right? I don't know anything besides that. Right? Besides service to Lord Chaitanya. So he answered like that. And Shivanand Sen is mentioned that he arranged for a big prasadam feast. Especially got many rich items. Right? Made in pure ghee. Which is offered to Lord Jagannath. Right? So Shivanand Sen was actually a big manager. He had big contacts in Jagannath temples. He could get the best of the prasadam which is offered to Lord Jagannath. So he arranged very opulent feast. Shivanande Raghorave Prabhu Karila Bhojan. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so obliged to Shivanand Sen for his service, and he therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reciprocate with him. Right? Because he does so much service, so he arranged the prasadam feast. Therefore the Lord obliged him by honoring all this Ati Guru Bhojane Prabhu. He took all these very heavy items. Right? Just like fee, there are paneer sabji, deep fried things in ghee, etc. Right? So, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu internally was not very happy to eat, you know, all this heavy food stuff because he would take non-spicy. Right? Some boiled vegetables, etc. Right? Lafra was his favorite, lafra bhajan, you know. Which is just, you boil the vegetables and mildly spice them. Right? So, but in this day, the Lord was obliged and he ate very heavy foodstuffs. You know, because Shivanand Sen had arranged a big feast, Lord wanted to honor. Right? As we said, he is not even independent to eat what he wants. Right? He wants to eat simple, non-spicy, but it's a big feast by Shivanand Sen. So he obliges him. Right? But he was not very happy within as such. You know, happy means he was always happy with Shivanand Sen, but you know, eating heavy foodstuffs, etc., he was not so happy on a personal front. So then Chaitanya Das sensed that, the son. Next day, the son invited the Lord for prasad. Aradina Chaitanya Das Kailani Mantran Prabhura Abhishta Bhuji Anila Vyanjan. So what did Chaitanya Das arrange? He arranged some curd rice, some lemon pickle, some shredded ginger, and some, you know, salt and few digestives like that. Prabhu kahe ei balak amar mat jane, santushta hai la ami iharani mantrane. I'm very happy with this invitation. He knows my inner heart, right? My mind. In this way, you know, so it's shown to prove how, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what kind of name is this Chaitanya Das, right? So it was proved. He actually knows the heart of the Lord, how to satisfy him. Right? So in this way, the Lord is obliged constantly to reciprocate with his devotees. Right? So there is another beautiful pastime. Now, it's not that all the devotees would get to invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Because so many devotees would come. So many devotees, they would bring prasadam, dry prasadam, which is cooked at their place. Right? They would bring dry prasadam. And then they would give it to Govinda that, please, you know, at some opportune moment, give this to Lord and tell them, you know, we have given. Like that. Keha kaun prasad ani de Govinda thai, iha yena avashya bhakshan kare na gosai. So he said, they would give some prasad to Govind, right, Mahaprabhu's personal servant. And they say, please make sure that the Lord honors this. Iha yen avashya bhakshan kare na gosai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should definitely honor this. So it is your responsibility to make sure. Right? Personal servant sometime is in great trouble. Right? Keha peda, keha nadu, keha pitha pana. Hey, someone would give a peda, someone would give a laddu, someone would give some sweet rice with cakes. Right? Bahu mulya uttam prasad prakare na nana. So in this way they would arrange various preparation and say, please. And Govinda would tell the Lord, amuk ei diya che Govinda kare nivedan. This and this devotee has given this prasad. Dhari rakh bali prabhu na kare bhakshan. Lord said, keep it. Right? In this way, keeping all these things, so many devotees give so many things, he said, one corner of the room, the big big place got filled, got stacked up with so much prasadam. Govinde re sabhe puche kari ayatan, amadat prasad prabhure ki karaila bhakshan. And everyone would say, did you give my item? How did Lord liked it? Please tell me. And they would ask with such great eagerness, anticipation. Govind would, you know, he was not able to say that, you know, that I could not give. He would say, yes, it was good, it was good. You know, you know, so he would, you know, therefore is mentioned, kahan kishu kahi Govind kare na vanchan. So Govinda would speak lie to them, Mahaprabhu's personal servant. He would speak lie to them. You know, because he could not break their hearts, right? For a different cause. It was not for any personal gratification. But he could not, you know, break their hearts. So he would speak lie to them. But in speaking that lie, it's not that he would feel very despondent actually. Right? It's not that he would just speak lie and, you know, insensitive, okay, you know, just told now, everything is finished, I don't have to take care. Now I have no responsibility, I have answered their query. Not like that. He would speak lie to keep their hearts, you know, or prevent their hearts from breaking. But he would feel very disappointed, you know, that, you know, I'm speaking lie to the Vaishnavas. Right? So then, he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So he went before the Lord and he expressed his disappointment. He said, my Lord, devotees like Advaita Acharya are giving prasadam item and saying, asking me whether you ate or not. You don't eat anything. What should I reply to them? How long will I speak lies? What will happen to me? He said, what will be my destination? I am speaking lie to all such great souls, great Vaishnavas. What will be my destination? Tumi se na khao tar puche bar bar. You don't eat anything. And whenever I go outside, or they see me, they ask me, did you give this to the Lord? What did the Lord, you know, say about it? Did he like it or not? Tumi se na khao tara puche bar bar. Kat vanchan karimu kemene amara nishar. How long will I speak lies to them? How will I be delivered from this, you know, offenses kind of? Prabhu kahe adivasya dukh kahe mane. The Lord said, you are foolish. You are staying with me so long time. Why are you so disappointed? Whatever people have given, bring it now. Bring it now to me. Etavali mahaprabhu vasila bhojane nam dhari dhari govind kare nivedane. So, the Lord, the Govind said, this has been given by Advaita Acharya, this has been given by Shivas Thakur, this has been given by Acharya Ratna, this has been given by Acharya Nidhi, this has been given by Shiman Sen, this has been given by Vasudev Datta, this has been given by Murari Gupta, this has been given by Buddhimand Khan. So in this way, one after another, you know, all the items he brought, this has been given by, and within half an hour the Lord honored all the items, right, within half an hour. Shatajanera bhakshe prabhu dandeke khaida. Right? Dandek is 24 minutes, within half an hour. What 100 people could eat, the Lord just had that, you know, within half an hour. And then he asked, Ar kichu ache bali govinde puchila, anything else? Or everything at once, you know, within half an hour, what 100 people could eat. Right? Is there anything else the Lord asked? Then Govinda said, yes, the items given by Raghav Pandit are there. That would be another. All items on one side, Raghav Pandit item on another side. There will be equal stock. Right? Raghav Pandit and Damayanti would bring so many items to the Lord. Right? Would bring so many items to the Lord. About the items of Raghav Pandit and Damayanti, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, throughout the year they would prepare various items. Throughout the year, because not all the things are available in throughout the year. In the winters, amla come, so they would prepare items from amla. In the summers, dry mango, keri, what do you call, unripe mango, comes in the summer. So different part of the year, different items are available. Right? So then the Lord would, the Damayanti and Raghav Pandit would prepare, like whatever was available in that year particular, they would prepare items which would last long. Right? Various kind of dry items, they would prepare. Throughout the year they would be cooking for the Lord. Just so that they can bring it, you know, once a year they would bring it and offer it to the Lord. Right? And in 10th chapter Adi Leela, he elaborately describes all the items of Raghav Pandit. He briefly describes their service, that throughout the year they would cook, and then he says, Sesabha Samagri Age Kariba Vistar. I will elaborately describe later all the items. Right? He actually describes later all the items, all the various names. One chapter is dedicated to, you know, actually that can be referred to make some good menus also. You know, so all the items are described. One chapter, Antalila, chapter 10 is filled with the description of Raga Pandit's item. Right? What Raghavira Jhali. Jhali means cloth bags. So you would make some cloth bag, put some items in the cloth bags, and then various items you would put in a bigger cloth bag. So in this way, they would seal them and carry for the Lord. So he says, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, Sesava Samagriya Kariva Vistar Yaha Rashravane Bhaktera Vahe Ashrudhar. Said when the devotees will hear of all these items, right, tears will come from their eyes. Right? From us the tears may come from the mouth. Right? Different dhara may flow, that's a, but he says tears will flow from their eyes. Hearing their loving devotion, how throughout the year their absorption, throughout the year they would plan, their constant absorption was to cook for the Lord various items. Right? And that they would bring. So then Govinda said, no, Raghav Pandit's items are there, lying. Lord said, that you can keep. I will daily take some item from that. Right? I will like to honor, just like they have prepared throughout the year, I will honor all their items throughout the year in reciprocation. So the Lord would daily take some items which were supplied by Raghav Pandit. And it said, throughout the year, these items will remain fresh. Right? That was the special potency, right, of these items and the special potency of their love for the Lord. So in this way, although the Lord is independent, but he actually always becomes dependent, always obliged to the love of his devotees. As we see herein that Krishna will also oblige Mahavishnu, right, by going to his abode, taking Arjuna, right, Mahavishnu, who also has this bhakta bhav, wants to offer service to the Lord, see him, worship him, and the Lord obliges him also. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Any comments? If anyone has any comments or question, we have 5 minutes. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.